As the 2013 state legislature gets underway, a group of Utah moms is trying to get lawmakers to acknowledge northern Utah's pollution problem, and then to do something about it. Ingrid Griffey, a board member with Utah Moms for Clean Air, says it's time for legislators to take a stance on the issue.
Utah Moms for Clean Air would like to offer our legislators the opportunity, sometime at the beginning of this legislative session, to really consider carefully where they stand on this issue and how they expect to help.
The pledge, which Griffey says is based on anti-tax advocate Grover Norquist's Taxpayer Protection Pledge, aims to put legislators on the record when it comes to Utah's air quality.
Hopefully they will consider the input of the mothers of this community and take that just as seriously as they would take Grover Norquist.
The announcement by this group of moms comes at a time when a national spotlight has focused on Utah's air pollution problem. And after the group Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment called on Governor Gary Herbert to declare a public health state of emergency. Physician Brian Mensch says that the problem is more than just a public health issue.
That information was broadcast nationally, even internationally. When the rest of the world hears that Salt Lake City and the Wasatch Front cities have the worst air pollution in the country, that has a significant and profound and long-lasting economic liability to it. So if people think that, oh, we couldn't ask Kennecott or the oil refineries to ramp down production because they'll lose some money, well, we're all losing money because of the impact of this air pollution, regardless of the health consequences.
With KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roger McDonough, reporting for Utah Public Radio.